My name is Noreen Hill. I'm the wife of Ronnie Hill, the headmaster of Enniskillen High School in Northern Ireland, who was injured in the Remembrance Day bomb on the 7th of November 1987. Ronnie was standing in front of the wall that collapsed when the bomb exploded. There were 11 other people killed that morning and many others injured. The wall came down on top of Ronnie. He was buried completely except for a gloved hand, so someone had to dig him out. He was taken to the hospital and it was found that he had severe injuries, fractured skull, fractured jaw, fractured bridge of the nose, fractured shoulder and fractured pelvis. Ronnie was suffered from bomb blast lung, and he went into a coma 2 days after the bomb, and he has been in a coma ever since. We call it a comatose state, where Ronnie can't move, he can't speak, he can't smile. He is fed through a tube into his jejunum. He needs a lot of suction. He has a tracheotomy in, so to get rid of all the mucus in his lungs, we have to give him suction. He has to have a bed bath every night, a bed bath every morning, and be turned every 4 hours. He needs attention round the clock. At the time, when we first realised he was in a coma, we prayed for a miracle, and prayed for many, many years, and even to this day, we still pray for a miracle, that the Lord will bring him out of this coma. But we realise that he's in God's hands, and it's God's will, not our will. If it's God's will, he may live for another 10 years. He could die tomorrow. But we must just take one day at a time and just live in God's strength. I've had to live in God's strength all through the 11 years. I myself had cancer before the bomb and was very weak. I just had a very severe course of chemotherapy, so I had to rely completely on God, and he's never let me down, and I know he never will. It never entered my head to blame God for anything that happened, and if when I was feeling down, I always knew that he was there to lift me up, and I could ask him for the help, and I got it. I never doubted God for 1 minute. As for bitterness, some people find it very hard to believe that I didn't have hatred and bitterness. But I know that the Lord never allowed that to happen, because I could not have carried that awful burden of hatred and bitterness. I was much too weak for that. I mean, I accept what happened to Ronnie. I know the Lord could have prevented it, but that wasn't his will. I will be told at some stage when I meet God why it happened, but at the moment I just have to live with it. The people that planted the bomb, I feel very sorry for. They have never been caught, they have never been judged, but the Lord will judge them. I used to pray for them from time to time, I would now, but at the beginning I did pray a lot for them. But I believe that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. So I don't have to worry about those people not being punished. The Lord will punish them if that's his will. I know when Ronnie dies that it won't be the end. I know that we will meet in heaven. I mean, the Bible tells us that's what's going to happen. And I firmly believe that we will meet in heaven. It'll just be for a short time that we will be parted.